Okay, here we are, just about 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, that Wednesday morning time when Gary Lewis, GaryLewisOutdoors.com, is in. How are you, sir?
Yeah, doing great. You know, I heard the earlier story about the Portland Trailblazers. And I remember, you know, growing up in the Portland area, I grew up in Southwest Washington, but, you know, you felt like you lived in Portland.
Oh, yeah, you were a Blazer fan.
Yeah, and one of the statistics that I thought was interesting, you know, being a person who pays attention to statistics, I learned that in Portland, you're never more than 7 feet away from a rat.
What? What?
In Portland, you're never more than 7 feet away from a rat. So I was real happy I lived in Washington.
Are you counting possums in that?
Nope. Nope.
Really?
Yeah, because of the subterranean nature of the Portland area. There, I mean, there's so many tunnels under Portland that were built back in the old days for various nefarious reasons. Uh-huh. And then you got the animals living in the walls of these old buildings. You know, there's old masonry.
Yeah, yeah.
There's tunnels in the walls. And then they're in the roofs. Yeah, you and then I know people who pest control is their job in the Portland area. And so they're fun to talk to. They're way more fun to talk to than bankers.
I am so glad I didn't. I went to high school in Portland. I am so glad I did not know that at that time. And so it's National Rat Catchers Day?
Right. It's Rat Catchers Day.
Well, that was a society that was founded after their founder, the famous Jimmy Cagney. Yep, that's what they say every time the exterminators come by. You yellow-bellied rat.
Give it to you through the door. I love that.
What else is going on?
Well, bear season starts in 9 days, and that is coincident with blueberries and huckleberries and
I'm married into a big family of berry pickers. Yes. I can't stand berry picking myself.
Oh, no. Berry picking is bad work.
It's really hard. But the countess, her mom and dad, Uncle Don, the kids would all go. And they'd each grab a 5-gallon bucket and they would fill them up. Mm-hmm. But they always went to the other side of the mountains. Mm-hmm. And lesson number one was don't pick by the road. Those berries are bad. They got road grime and stuff.
And sometimes they've been sprayed.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but yeah, they would get way back deep in there and they'd come out, you know, scratched and fall down. But boy, we had a good winter.
There's one place where I hunt where you could tell the bear has walked in there and he's just sat in this one place. And the vines are around him probably 7-8 feet high and he doesn't have to move. For a couple weeks, he just could eat and eat.
I've never
seen that animal. I just know that he's there by looking at his tracks.
That is great. He's found his spot.
Yeah. Sage grouse season, the application deadline is August 14th. And last year it cost $4 to apply. I don't know if the price has gone up. The season is September 6th to 14th.
Okay.
And this is a great hunt, not because you're going to come back with birds, because the statistics say you probably won't, but they're out there. It's a great hunt, and it's just fun to be out in the desert if you can be out there safely. Don't park over grass.
Yeah, please. You know?
Bring an extra spare tire and a few extra fuel.
Good idea.
Yeah, but what a great state that we live in, and this is a really fun way to explore it with a shotgun and a friend and a couple spare tires. Best fishing right now, and the fishing has been great. Crane Prairie, Odell Lake, Palina Lake, East Lake, Lower Deschutes. But the list is long. Those are just some of the highlights. Diamond Lake is great. Full tank of gas pick right now would be Olali Lake. Some of these high lakes, you can get up above the smoke.
Oh, nice.
And there was no smoke at Olali yesterday.
Well, that makes it worthwhile for sure.
Yep.
All right, best day to go?
is Tuesday evening.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, by then, maybe the air will clear up even further. We'll see.
Eat dinner early or late, but fish till dark.
There you go. Advice from the experts. It's Gary Lewis, GaryLewisOutdoors.com. Thank you, sir.
We'll see you on the trail.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.